A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Honeys, welcome to this mini episode of Natch Butte. I hope you are not sick of us yet, because guess who's back? Laura Youngkin.
Hi, Jackie.
Laura Youngkin's back. Third recording.
We just talked too damn much.
No, it's part of it.
I'm sorry. I just feel bad. We are not efficient at
No. Well, there's also a lot to discuss.
There is.
The honeys really provided a lot of questions.
God. Amazing
you
questions.
You were impressed.
I was impressed.
I was impressed, and I was also, I was overwhelmed by the amount.
Me too, and so I had to group them together and be kind of picky about what do we talk about.
But this episode is, it's all going to be design questions.
Yeah.
Although I did kind of want to talk to you about Glossier U. Just a little, because we didn't talk about it.
You know I love to talk about it.
Well, I just feel like I'm trying to be more of a perfume gal, and I respect people that have a signature scent, and you have a signature scent.
Yes. It probably changes like every 5 years, but right now, and honestly, for as long as Emily makes it, Glossier U for me is like really hits the spot.
Yeah.
But you know, it's different. It smells different on every person,
right,
which is the shtick.
So how did you originally pick it? Because I feel like when a perfume comes out, do you decide based on what you read about it, or was it just a random thing you decided to try?
Well, you know, I've always been a scent junkie.
Yes.
So I'm always at Sephora, Nordstrom, whatever, like cruising fragrance.
The scent aisles.
And going to specialty scent. I've gone to Scent Bar and made my own. Like, I love that stuff. I would never have stumbled upon Glossier U.
Because you're not a Glossier gal, really.
No, because you have to be like a perfect looking person to pull off that look.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a Gen Z model with like no blemishes, right? So I have a few other products that I really like, and I actually just ordered some more.
Nice.
But when I joined The Wing in West Hollywood, whatever year The Wing opened, one of the best things about The Wing is that they have this incredible beauty room and like locker room in every location. And they have great brand partnerships. And so brands stock the rooms.
Oh,
so when
nice.
They first opened, it was Chanel everything. And then they were like,
and they don't police it? What if you just put it in your bag and leave?
Well, people were doing that. And so people were stealing the like Chanel jasmine oil or whatever.
They're asking for it.
And listen,
I mean,
there was a couple of times where I was like, I could just pick this up right now. Walk out.
Yeah. But they're very trusting there.
My Texas Baptist guilt.
Yes,
like,
of course.
Don't do it. I never stole anything. But at some point, all of a sudden, like some of these Chanel perfumes were gone. And there were like little bottles of Glossier U all over The Wing in the beauty room. And I was like, oh, this is cute. Pink, red. Love the vibe.
Yeah.
I picked it up. I'm like, this is a nice, clean smell. And then I read about it. And was like, it smells different on every person. It just so happens that it smells very good on me.
Yeah.
Like, really good. And then I wore it and I loved it. And everyone was complimenting me constantly. What's your perfume? What's your perfume?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is it. So I've just kind of stuck with it the last few years. And I have a couple of other perfumes I still rotate in. Like, if I want to smell.
Weren't you like a Miss Dior gal?
Not Miss Dior. I did have it.
Yeah.
I used to just have too many. You know what I mean?
Was like that one you used to wear?
I wore J'adore.
Yes. Dior. Yes, yes, yes.
And then I wore Chanel Coco.
Yes.
Mademoiselle forever.
That was it. Chanel Coco Mademoiselle.
Yeah.
That's the one. It's like black and white.
Yep.
When I see that, I think of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I really like the Toka scents that are all named like Giulietta and whatever.
I don't know about that.
Oh, they're so good. Bianca is my favorite of the Toka scents.
Bianca's such a cute name.
Isn't it a good name?
Oh my God, I want to name my poodle that.
That's a great name for
a poodle.
That's a poodle
name.
Bianca is like a very bright, crisp, our mutual friend Casey smelled it on me once, mm-hmm. and she was like, oh yeah, that's your smell. You just smell like a rich sorority girl.
Oh,
and I was like,
I love that
that's
vibe.
Ironic considering I was not a rich sorority girl, but thank you. I'm going to take that as a
but
compliment.
But we like the energy.
We like the
energy. We respect it, yeah.
She's like, you just smell like kind of a southern princess. Yeah. And I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So that's a good Bianca. One, and I keep it.
Do I need to name my kid Bianca?
I'll let you smell it when we're done.
Okay.
No, you can't name your kid Bianca.
I'm saying like a future kid or a future animal. I don't know. It really hit me. I like that name.
That's
Call
a good
me crazy.
Name. It's a good name. Anyway,
yes.
I love Glossier U.
Yes.
I will continue to wear it as long as they make it.
You know they have a candle now.
I know, but you have to buy
the perfume.
And I just have a fresh bottle.
I know. I was reading the comments and everyone was like, I just bought a bottle. I don't need this. Please.
Like, just sell me the candle.
It says they're going to sell it separately, but it's going to be later in the year, quote unquote.
I might just run up to the store and be like, can I?
Good luck.
Please.
Good luck.
Help me.
Good luck. I'll tell you this. The Glossier branding on point.
Oh, it's so good.
I just, as a pink person.
I know. It's so good. It really speaks to me.
Yes.
And it's funny. It even came up yesterday in a call with a client because we're doing this big experiential thing for a wellness brand. And we were looking at just benchmarking other great brands. And some people circled on this big board, this like Glossier in-store activation photo because it was so beautiful.
They have a lot of in-store stuff happening.
But the aesthetic is totally, I just love it.
Yes. Every time Laura leaves my house, Chooch smells like Glossier U for like
3 days.
Yeah. Ben always says, you smell like girls to Chooch. She's like, you smell like girls.
Because she sits
she
on
absorbs,
my chest.
Yeah, she absorbs people's scents.
Well, she smells good then.
That's how I started getting into Glossier U was just because Chooch smelled like
it. I sprayed some on myself this morning so that I would smell fresh for when you got here.
Oh, yay. I didn't. I just smell like Schmidt's Lime deodorant, hopefully.
Ooh, I saw that they have
the sprays.
Can I have one?
Yes, you can have my other one, the rose one.
Perfect. You know I love a rose.
Yes. Okay, now we're going to do design questions. We're 7 minutes in. Now, for real, that's all we're going to talk about. Laura Yonka designed my house. For those of you that didn't hear the last two episodes,
designed your life, basically.
You've designed my life. And I stopped taking those vitamins that we talked about.
I told you.
And I feel so much better. Listen, just hire Laura to run your life, everybody. That's all I got to say. Okay, let me find where we're at. The first question of the day, send in from a honey. And thank you, everybody, for the fabulous questions.
Thank you. They are good.
What design rules should we follow and which should we be breaking more? Hearing this question, I don't even know what a design rule is.
Well, I feel like people feel like there are these rules out there because every design guru...
Like, don't put this color with this color or that kind of stuff.
It's like, don't mix these prints or don't wear whatever in the old rule of like, you can't wear white after Labor Day. There's all that kind of stuff before interior design.
My mother still follows that rule.
I know. So does Debbie. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of rules out there. And when you watch, if you watch a lot of design shows, they're formulaic. There has to be a point of view.
Yes.
That's how people become gurus.
You're talking about Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. I mean, if you're watching.
Do you like her style?
I like some of her projects.
It's a little too.
I'm not a farmhouse
rustic-y. Yeah, that ain't my jam. It's very chic for the right person, but it ain't for me.
I can really get into like English cottagecore farmhouse vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like Heather Taylor Home. I love all these gingham linens and things like that I'm really into. Joanna Gaines. Look, I went to college in Waco, Texas.
Yes.
They've transformed a town.
Yes.
And change the economy there.
Yes.
I'm very impressed with what
I just don't
done.
Like big signs that say like eat. You know, she loves a sign.
I don't feel like she does.
Really?
There's one house that she did that I will never forget because most of them are just not my vibe.
Yeah.
They did
a mid-century house one time that was badass.
That's the one I'm thinking about. She did this mid-century home.
And they got it for like $30,000. Something insane.
I know. They paid like 30 cents.
Literally.
And they did it. And she did a nursery. And she did this mid-century kitchen. And oh my God. What I love about her is, and I appreciate.
I also find her so chic and cute.
She's very chic and cute.
I love them. I love their marriage.
She's not pretentious. She's also not like a born and bred interior designer with an educational design background.
Yes.
She's built her own business, her own look. And I used to go shop at their old store on Bosque when I was a student at Baylor. And it's just so cool to see how they've grown.
Yeah.
My friend Kate now runs brand for them for Magnolia
Network.
Yeah. And so I have a lot of respect for what they do. And I have a couple of those white flowers and those little, that whole thing is from Magnolia.
I think we got a couple of her candles from my bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the scent. I love the Target line. I love making it accessible. So yeah, I have respect, but the farmhouse chic vibe is just not for me. But we live in LA and it's like a different.
Yeah.
It's a different. I'm kind of like mid-century modern meets. Yeah. English cottage core. Yeah. That's my personal vibe.
What am I?
Oh, bless. I would say, well, we talked about this last week. It's like Wacky Jackie.
Yeah.
I think.
I love mid-century.
You do?
Mid-century meets kook.
But yeah, you're really into like a kooky 1960s Palm Springs.
Yes. Yes.
I was scared when you said mid-century. I was like, oh God, she's going to want Liberace.
Yeah. Well, if I had it my way.
I know. But we also have to consider the other person.
Yes. Yes.
So what rules should we follow? Okay. So this is for me. Yeah. This is my rule. Because everybody has to have their
rules.
The most important design rule or like a litmus test for me when I'm shopping or looking for something for myself is, do I love this?
Okay. Yep.
Like I'm talking love.
Yeah. Not like, that'll work.
But like, do I love it?
Yes.
And if I love something, then that's enough for me. And I will find a way to make it work.
I love.
And I don't really care about what other people think.
Yeah.
And then there's certain things in our homes like, I like this lamp. This is a nice lamp.
I have that lamp.
I know.
You got it for me.
I did. Yeah. And because I like it.
Yeah, it's great.
And it serves its purpose. But I'm not like over here drooling over this lamp.
But it is a very lovely lamp.
It's nice.
It looks great in my house.
Right. But I love that piece of furniture. Yeah, this mid-century hutch.
Mm-hmm.
I love my dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love my new hutch.
Mm-hmm.
I love those things.
Yes.
And so I love my sofa.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's the rule. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first test. If you love it, frankly, that's all that really matters. So the rule I think we should be breaking more is releasing ourselves. And this is kind of deep, I guess. But like we should be breaking people's expectations. So anything that's binding you to other people's comfort or opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of clients who really, really overconsider their guests, their parents, their in-laws, their friends.
Right.
Even.
Like, what are people going to think kind of thing?
Yeah. And also, like, I know that lots of people like to entertain in their homes, which is great. And I think if you love to entertain, you should definitely design with that in mind. We love to have parties as well. But especially during COVID now, it's just changed so much. I think the way people think about their house. Change the way I think about my house. Your house is for you.
Yeah.
It's for you and the people that live with you, and your comfort, your personal style, colors that make you happy, things that make you feel great in your environment is the most important thing. And I have clients who go, well, I have to consider that I might have 20 people at Thanksgiving. And I'm like, yeah, but that's one day a year.
One day a year to completely change the look of your living room.
Yeah. And like,
or your
kitchen
room.
Or your butler's pantry or like whatever we're designing. I don't like designing around these hypothetical what if situations because I'm like, no, the most important person in this house is you. So I
want your day to day life.
Yeah. So that's my perspective on like, I just did a custom kitchen breakfast nook and a butler's pantry that I took this like old laundry room and basically turned it into a kitchen extension. And I really, really designed it around the client, her height, her day-to-day activities in that space. She uses we did a custom table in the banquette because it's like a funky shape. And that's where she sits. She has an office, but she sits and does work there. And so I made it all about like, what's your routine?
Not for the one day of a year she might have people over.
Right.
Yeah.
And so obviously, I look at other places in the house where I go, okay, I turned an old bookcase into a bar because she still wanted a place to feel like she could entertain. So there's other spaces we can do that where you can consider what to do when you're hosting. But I think our parents come into town every now and then, or even if you live in the same town as your parents, maybe they have opinions about what your home looks like or what it should look like or what you should or shouldn't have. Or maybe they hate a color or something. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not their house.
And that's good for your whole life, too.
It's good for your whole life. Really, so I think don't design around your mother's taste.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to hospitality and hosting considerations, I think thoughtful amenities that make your guest comfortable are more important on whether or not the guest room is like your mother-in-law's favorite color.
Yeah.
I think doing...
Get that Chanel in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's like I stock the guest bathroom with products, big size, small size, everything you can imagine. Like those bathrooms are fully stocked so that guests feel like... And I have bougie towels in there. Like I try to make guests feel really welcome mm-hmm. through hospitality.
Yes.
Rather than basing my entire layout of my house on... Yeah. A hypothetical Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
So that's great the rule you should be breaking. Do you love it? Then do it.
We love. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Next question, and I love this question because anyone who lives with a partner probably has dealt with this. What do you do if your fiance, in my case, refuses to part with really ugly stuff?
Oh, I love this question. It made me laugh so hard.
Yes, because we instantly all saw the object, whatever that is in our lives.
I already know.
Ben's baseball trophy. That fucking trophy has haunted me for 3 years. It ends up everywhere. How is it in this room? It was in the other room today. And it's like, everywhere.
I moved it a couple times.
The trophy.
And I put it in a closet at one point.
And he pulled it out. I don't know what we're going to do with that stupid thing. There's a couple other things, but Laura, what do? We want everyone to feel comfortable in their home. It's a shared space.
Here's my advice.
Okay. Ready? I love. It accidentally, quote unquote, set it on fire.
No, that's not
okay.
The
okay.
It's really hard for ugly stuff to survive in beautiful rooms.
Oh.
Eventually, the ugly thing will become so obviously out of place.
The elephant in the room, if you
will. In the beautiful room, that I think the fiance will come to his own conclusion that it's time to.
Yeah.
And I find, personally...
And it's if this is a man we're talking about, when it's their idea...
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's better to let it seem like it's their idea mm-hmm. and decision to get rid of it. So what I would do in the interim, when you're first combining stuff, because that's the hardest part when you're combining and deciding what to keep, what to throw out.
And this is also for non-romantic partnerships. You have a roommate moving in and you're kind of deciding whose stuff to put out. Right.
And it's like, I know I used to live with all boys.
Yeah.
I had like boy roommates forever. Yeah. And man, they had the ugliest stuff and I just had to kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, they used to post up right here and play Call of Duty. Like, can you imagine that in this room now?
No.
So... We just...
There's no Call of Duty happening in this room, sweetie.
No, there's no gaming going on in here. But if you'll notice, my fireplace is now gone.
I see that.
So Dylan was on The Price is Right in 2009.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that?
No, but that's where he won the PT Cruiser.
No.
Oh, okay.
He won the PT Cruiser in a raffle.
Oh, my goodness. He's so lucky.
I know.
What a lucky guy.
He has good karma. That's why.
Yeah.
It's because there's no one sweeter.
Yeah.
He won an electronic... fireplace on The Price is Right.
Wow.
In like 2009, 2010 maybe. And it was a cool piece of furniture because it looked like a real fire. It was like a mahogany. It had bookcases on either side.
Wow.
It was like a real piece. And I remember the first time I went to his apartment, he was so smooth. It had a remote control.
Oh, yeah.
And he remote controlled, turned on the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, romantic.
Okay
this
romance.
Guy's like trying to put some moves on.
Yeah.
Little did I know that he turned the heat component on as well. And 30 minutes later, I was like, I'm really hot.
Yeah.
Could you please turn?
That might have been part of his plan, too.
It might have been. I'm like, you got to turn that part off.
Yeah.
We have had that fireplace in anywhere we've lived for the last, I don't know, however many years?
Yeah.
9 years?
Yeah.
So recently, as we're getting ready for baby, we're moving lots of things around. Mm-hmm. I need more furniture with closed door storage, like I talked about on the last episode.
Yep.
And he finally said, I think I'm ready to part ways
with the fireplace.
And it wasn't the ugliest thing, but it didn't fit the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I did like the fire component. It was kind of fun.
So do you think it would be helpful for somebody to just...
design around it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm... So, like, let's imagine it's like... I don't know. Guys have really ugly media consoles all the
time. Okay, I was thinking a chair. I feel it's like Chandler and Joey in their chair.
It's like Frasier and his dad with the chair.
Yes, yes.
God, that really dates me. But Frasier's like my favorite TV show.
Yeah, yeah. I got it.
So Frasier's dad, right, moved into the apartment in Seattle with that ugly-ass chair and set it there forever, and it became...
And that chair did not match the vibe.
No.
At all.
But it was a funny vocal piece, yes. Right? And then, yeah, men have these things they're attached to. So it could be an ugly chair. It could be...
an ugly media console.
Oh, the media console's for me.
Yes.
The guys have always... And they're obsessed with their TVs.
They like shit. Like, physical media. They like all their Game of Thrones books out. Like,
or weird movie posters that they've had since college.
They love movie posters.
Or they love... Okay, so here's what I say. It is so hard for that stuff to survive in really beautiful rooms.
Imagine a Pulp Fiction poster framed in this fucking room right now.
No, it would never go. So the room we're sitting in was built in 1936. It's got a lot of really interesting molding and features. And it's painted. I've got a navy blue accent wall. And everything's kind of like wood and brass and mid-century. And the rest of the room is painted a lovely gray color.
And imagine a Memento poster framed in the corner.
Yeah, it would never happen. No. So it's hard. And I think sometimes we have to give guys the opportunity. We're just obviously talking about like cishet men here.
Yes,
We have to give them the opportunity to realize that
their shit is ugly.
It's not working. Or it's just not working.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And that.
In this space.
And it's hard if you're like me and you're passive aggressive. But it does work.
Right. Well, I very much was like, you can't keep this. You can't have this. You can't have this. You can't have this.
Yeah.
But we still argue about furniture.
Oh, it will happen for the rest of your life if you live with a person.
Right. It's like a negotiation.
Yes.
And we have different priorities.
And it goes both ways. Ben hates how I have 55 Tupperwares.
Yeah. Oh, we just had a whole... had a whole Tupperware drama.
Yeah, every other day he's like, hey, maybe today we get rid of a couple Tupperwares. I'm like, no.
In fact,
I need them all.
Dylan's on a business trip and he was like, while I'm gone, you need to A, reorganize your shoes into the new shoe organizers.
Yeah.
You need to clean up all the papers on your desk
and
get rid of them. And you need to get rid of some of this Tupperware.
Yeah. Oh my God, give me some and I'll put it in there just to drive Ben nuts because he will notice. He'll be like, that lid doesn't have a match. What is this doing in here?
I know. I'll give you some.
We love a type A.
That's fine.
We respect
them. We love them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think over time, they kind of realize what works. And also, it's taken me time. Dylan didn't grow up in a house that was ever like professionally curated or decorated.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a house where like you couldn't lean on a pillow.
Yes, yes.
I wasn't allowed to even sleep on my own bed.
No, you literally had another bed because you weren't allowed to sleep in your bed.
My mom bought this like fancy day bed with all this fancy bedding. And I had to pull out the trundle every night like Cinderella till I was 16. Like it was hard. So we just grew up two totally different ways.
Same with Ben and I.
Like he pulled one of these throw pillows and he sat on it. And I was like, do you know how we get grounded for doing that? Like you do not sit on a throw pillow. Anyway, it just takes time.
Yes.
And now it's actually a lot easier. And we've kind of found a middle ground because Dylan's vibe is very Pacific Northwest log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want everything like gilded, mirrored, and like really girly.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a nice middle ground. I have blush pink and I have the brass, and then I have these really pretty navies and grays that kind of are like our neutral.
Yeah.
Remember last time I talked about finding your
neutral?
Navy blue is our neutral.
Yes.
So it works, and we don't argue as much. He's letting me do the nursery. I get in a pink crib. Like we're just going pink out.
I'm so jealous.
Which is really fun.
Yeah. Can I live in your
you can.
Nursery?
But, you know, just design around it, work around it. You can make yourself known, but don't nag or dwell on it. Because over time, if you create this really gorgeous environment, he's going to realize, my Jaws poster
doesn't really fit. Yeah.
And he'll either suggest a place to move it or he'll emotionally decide
that it's time.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. That's a glorious day, that day. The day that has happened in my personal life many times.
When Dylan moved that fireplace out to the curb 2 weeks ago, I was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
It's a big day.
Big day.
Well, guess what, honeys? We have continued to gab your ears off, and we have even more questions to answer. So Laura is going to be back next week for another mini to wrap up the Honey's Design questions. We'll see you then. And until then, don't forget to cream your neck, keep your fringe fresh, and listen on Thursday to the regularly scheduled Natribute episodes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.